Here we go with our first Eagles Live podcast, Super Bowl 52 edition. As the Eagles dig deep into their preparations for the New England Patriots, it's the best time to be an Eagles fan. And here is a toast to a wonderful season so far, with one more win to go. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with the final NovaCare Complex located podcast of this magical 2017 season. From this point forward, I will be broadcasting from Minneapolis, the site of Super Bowl 52. It's the third trip to the promised land of the NFL for the Eagles, who fell in Super Bowl 15 to Oakland and in Super Bowl 39 to the Patriots. Next week from Minneapolis, we'll bring you the sounds and analysis as the Super Bowl draws closer. Now we're going to focus on the team's preparation for the game as they turn this week into a get-ready-to-play time. The first focus is on quarterback Nick Foles, and we begin this Eagles Live podcast with a word from the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, who in this Merrill Minute discusses the Eagles quarterback who has dazzled in two playoff victories so far.
The Eagles are in the Super Bowl! The Eagles are
in! It's Groundhog Day! They did it
again! The corner of the end zone! I don't believe it!
This game should be in a museum.
It's kind of funny. I was on the air the other day with John Ritchie, and he said to me, "Do you expect Nick Foles to sustain this kind of football?" And I said to him, "Sustain? If he sustains this kind of football, he's going from here to Canton, Ohio, which means that I don't expect him to have another 140 quarterback rating, especially against the New England Patriots. But I do believe that Nick Foles is a very, very good quarterback. I've believed that throughout his career, and particularly in 2013 when he had a sensational year. An amazing ratio, a high quarterback rating. He is a good quarterback. I think what it took this year was for him to get acclimated, to feel comfortable. He didn't play much. He hardly played at all during the summer. He worked out, had the elbow problem. But now Nick Foles is healthy. He's confident. He's on the same wavelength with his teammates. And I look for Nick Foles to have a very, very solid game, if not an outstanding game, against the Patriots.
Foles indeed has been on a roll. He's got the best passer rating in the history of playoff quarterbacks, including this 2-0 record and the loss to the Saints in the 2013 season. For his part, Foles just wants to keep his game on course for one more day this season.
Obviously, after the game, that experience and that with Philadelphia fans, the organization, family members, teammates, I mean, that's something that's really special. And so we're enjoying that for the next couple days and just time to reflect. And just, you know, my family is here, my wife's family. So just sitting there and just enjoying that time with them. But now it's back to preparing, because this is a great game, a great responsibility. And I know we're all focused on, you know, preparing for this game. You know, this is a big moment. I mean, it's Super Bowl, something you dream about as a kid. But at the same time, you know, we're going to this game and it's a game. You know, once I step onto the gridiron, I'm playing against the Patriots. And that's where it's going to go back to trusting your preparation, working every single day and living in that moment, doing what you have to do daily. And then once the game comes, you know, you did everything in your power. You eliminated the distractions that are there, because there's going to be, you know, this is a big stage. There's a lot going on. This room just keeps increasing with cameras and people in it, and it's just going to keep going. But I think when you just focus on the little things and what's important is our preparation, what we do as a team, and then going out there and playing together Super Bowl night. You know, that's really what my focus is.
To do so, Foles must overcome a New England defense that throws a lot at a quarterback. There's just a lot to think about when going against the Patriots defense, and Foles has all the respect in the world for New England and the challenge the Patriots D presents. That doesn't mean he's going to back down, though.
You know, they're going to mix up their looks, whether it's their fronts, their secondary. They're going to, you know, try to mess with your mind a little bit. Good players, good defense. I mean, that's a great team. I mean, we all know them. They've had a dynasty. You know, they're one of the greatest teams of all time throughout the course of the last 20 years. You know, their defense plays well. They play really well as a team. They adjust really well throughout the game. You've seen that throughout the course of years. You saw it throughout this last game, just their adjustments. They keep adjusting. They have intelligent coaches. They have intelligent players. So it's a great task for us.
Offensive coordinator Frank Reich has been impressed with Foles and the entire offensive unit, coming off such a convincing performance against Minnesota's defense in the 38-7 win in the NFC Championship game last week.
I thought his pocket presence was outstanding. I thought the protection was outstanding in general. I mean, but even in a game where protection is great, there's still times where there's going to be good pocket movement. I thought he showed excellent pocket movement and then making plays, extending plays with little subtle movements, did a great job. He's been spectacular. We've said it all along. He's comfortable in his own skin. When you look at the whole body of work, he's a big play machine. He knows how to make big plays. He gets in the groove and gets in rhythm, but that's the whole team. And he understands that. That's the great thing about Nick. He's got the maturity to understand he's not trying to be the hero. He's just trying to do his job and let his teammates do what they do. And that's what he did the other night. He's been unwavering through the ups and the downs. And that's what's been encouraging. Even when we had a bad game or two, we had a bad game or two, not he, but when we had a bad game or two, he never wavered, never lost doubt or confidence. So I think what you learn is we got the guy we wanted to get, and glad he's on our team.
Staying with the offensive theme, tight end Zach Ertz has been marvelous in his Pro Bowl campaign. He's been consistently productive, including 8 catches for 63 yards in the win over Minnesota. Ertz is a tough matchup for every defense because of his size-speed combination. So expect to see the Eagles trying to get the football to Ertz a lot next Sunday. Playing in the Super Bowl after earning his first Pro Bowl spot, well, this has been the kind of season Ertz has wanted for a long, long time.
When the situation calls for it, I want to be the guy. I want to make the play, put a lot of pride into those situations. We worked our tails off on them all offseason, all spring, all summer. Third down in the red zone was the focus, and we were out there grinding against the defense each and every day this offseason, trying to perfect those situations. And I mean, going against that defense last week was a huge testament to the way this whole season has kind of culminated into that. Obviously, I think that was the best third down defense in NFL history. We played extremely well on third down. Nick did a great job. Our line did a great job, and guys just made plays. The city got what it deserved, winning the NFC Championship. They're the best fans in football to play for. I mean, that stadium on Sunday night was the loudest and best environment I've ever been in as a player. They brought it each and every snap when the defense was on the field. They're smart fans. They understand when the offense is up, they got to be quiet a little bit so we can hear everything. But the thing is that they deserve a Super Bowl. They've been starving for a Super Bowl. As players, we're going to do everything we can to deliver that. It's going to be an unbelievable test for us, but something we're excited about.
I'm safety Malcolm Jenkins of the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's intercepted by Jenkins.
And you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spinell.
Malcolm Jenkins takes it in for a touchdown, and the Eagles take the lead.
Well, what a play. What a play.
On the defensive side of the ball, coordinator Jim Schwartz is preparing for the entirety of the New England offense, including, but not limited to, quarterback Tom Brady. The 5-time Super Bowl winner may be the greatest quarterback in the history of the league, but he's not the sole focus for Schwartz and the defense.
I think you'd have to put that challenge to playing the Patriots offense. You know, no player stands on his own. Mentioned Gronkowski, Cooks, Amendola has been mentioned, Hogan, White, Lewis. There's a million different guys in there. I mean, NFL in general, but particularly the Patriots, you can't scheme for one player. If you do, then they have plenty of other players that can make plays. You have to do a good job against their entire offense, and you can't really make it about one person. I think anybody is defined by wins, particularly quarterback Tom Brady. He has a lot of them, and then you can just go one layer up, defined by championships, and he has a lot of those.
The one theme heard repeatedly during the week that's been is the notion that New England's offense is deeply layered with talent and threats. It's Brady, yes, but as Schwartz said, it's also Gronk and Amendola and Cooks and a set of talented running backs and a very good offensive line. For safety Malcolm Jenkins, that means the challenge is real. You have to cover every part of the field and be on your game at all times, or the Patriots will make you pay.
The obvious things that the Patriots do probably better than anybody is they create the matchups that they want. You know, they get creative with their personnel, their formations, and they'll spread you out to take advantage of a wide receiver on a linebacker, a tight end on a backer that they don't like, or a corner receiver matchup. So for us, we feel good about that. We do a good job of matching personnel, regardless of who you put on the field. But Brady's one of those quarterbacks that you got to continuously be able to adjust. You know, they'll go back at halftime and they'll make the proper adjustments. They'll do it mid-drive, mid-quarter. So you've always got to be on your P's and Q's, being able to adjust. So everything that my book might say going into the game, 3 drives in, you got to throw it out because they've already changed. So we got to have that flexibility on our defense.
Join the inaugural Eagles Autism Challenge, a cycling run-walk event to fund autism research. It's a day for the entire region to become a team, have fun, and together advance autism research. For more info, visit EaglesAutismChallenge.org. Is there one key player who must deliver for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl? The truth is that it's going to take the entire roster and then some to beat New England. And the Eagles know that, and they're preparing to play their best game of the season. Many in the media have pointed to All-Pro defensive tackle Fletcher Cox as a player who must, no doubt about it, excel to win this ballgame. Cox has been a game wrecker in these playoffs, with one more to go.
I mean, we're ready. I know the guys are ready. And I know for a fact that this team will make it about us. You know, it's not about the Patriots. It's about us. And, you know, that's the way it's been, you know, around here. Because, you know, this team's been through so much. And the things that we've pushed through, you know, besides, you know, injuries and all that stuff, right, just brought this team closer. And, you know, guys made their mind up. We're going to make it about us. We got to be disciplined in our rushes. We got to stop the run. You know, we can't, you know, go out and just let them make pieces back there. If we do that, then it's going to be a long game for the back end. You know, let's go out and make them uncomfortable. Let's go out and just, you know, not try to do anything special. This team is, we're still hungry, man. We still got one more game to play.
And that will do it for this Eagles Live podcast. We've got much, much more coming your way from Minneapolis. The team leaves on Sunday for the Twin Cities, and we'll be there covering the Eagles every step of the way. So stay with us all week as the Eagles Live podcast continues. Thanks to Brian Thomas and Richard Shue for their great work on the podcast, and thanks to you for taking the time to listen and make this part of your day. It's Super Bowl time, with the Eagles just one victory away from making all of our dreams come true. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone, and fly, Eagles, fly. E-A-T!